This is Only We Matter Podcast with Jacqueline and Brandon, bringing generations together. Welcome back to the podcast, to Only We Matter. We are chatting today a little bit about something that actually, Jacqueline, I haven't told you this before, that I really have loved in my life, actually, which is decorating.
What?
Now, most of my decorating has happened around Christmas time, where I became obsessed at a young age, and I was in charge of decorating our home for Christmas at one point. Yeah.
I feel like I'm just getting to know this whole different side of you right now.
Yeah, it has been a struggle being married to someone who also likes to decorate, because then now it's her job, and I have to fight for things. And like paint color on the walls, which we just did, and many other things.
At an insane hour.
I've had to learn to give up.
Sacrificed your rights, say?
Yeah, because I was.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, then head back to our episode number 50 about sacrificing your rights. Just a little plug there.
Just a little conversation there. And so we're talking about decorating today a bit and how that makes us feel in our space. And so, Jacqueline, you recently moved and have a new space. How does the new space make you feel compared to your old space?
You know, our house is completely different from our previous house. And our previous house had darker colors, more of the caramel, coffee, brownie, orange, that whole fall type colors in our home, which was very warm and inviting for people to come in. They just felt it right away. I like to think it wasn't about the colors of the house. It was about the presence of Jesus in our home. However, the colors are what hit you first.
Right.
Yeah. And in our new home, it's white and gray because we haven't done any paint or colors. Yeah, we've just left it the way it was. And I still really like it. I'm not ready to change the colors yet.
Yeah.
But I still feel that people, when they come in, are warm, feel that warm, welcoming spirit once they get past the front door.
Yeah.
I think the entryway, and they come in and they see we're just the same people. It's just a different house.
And that's so important to me, that people feel welcome. Like when we started recording at home for our church, so I recorded a ton from our space, and it's not very big, but I had to choose, like, I chose our specific decorated areas in our homes. And I got lots of comments on that, actually, from people from our church of like, oh, your home is so cozy. It's so beautiful. And I'm like, they didn't see what was under my feet, like the kids' toys and the clothing and all that. But they saw like the decor that Nadine's created on our wall in different spots. And she prides, and I pride in that too, that if it is clean, it is a welcoming type of space that we've made feel kind of homey. And so, which prompted that recent color change as well for us to an Everglade green that makes it feel homey as well with our hardwood floor.
Well, and those are warm colors, like the tones underneath are warm, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to white and black and gray. Those are not, typically they're not warm colors, but they are great colors to work with. You can put lots of accent colors
into them. Yeah, that's right.
Right? And so that's really cool. I like our new home. I liked it from the first time, obviously, since we bought it, but I haven't had the opportunity to grow into our home. Our last couple of years have just been kind of on this wheel of life, and it's all been good and positive. You know, because everything is good and positive if you choose to learn from the things that don't seem that way at the beginning, but they truly are, because they're growing you on the inside if you choose to want to grow. And our home has been that for me. And so now we actually have had a space, or I have had a space of time to think, I would like to decorate. Mm-hmm. Now I'm ready to decorate. Nice. I've got lots of little things all over, but let's like pull them together and let's figure out how I can decorate. And you know, this book, Homemade Lovely, really helped me hone in on what style I want to associate with. Nice. And what would fit with our home, but fit with my personality too. And it's been great. Like I really, really highly recommend this book, Homemade Lovely by Shannon Atkinson. I really do. It was really encouraging for me.
Well, that's great. Let's talk with Shannon then. And she is an interior designer. So let's get the expert in to tell us about why we like our spaces this way and hear from her. Well, Shannon Atkinson is a mostly self-taught designer, decorator, writer, and stylist. Although she has completed her interior design training, she'd much rather teach you how to decorate your own home than do it for you. She is the editor and designer behind the design and lifestyle company and blog, homemadelovely.com. Her happy place is in the suburbs of Toronto, where she is a homebody with a capital H, a Jesus girl, a happy wife to Dean, and a non-traditional homeschooling mom of two teenagers and a 20-year-old. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you, Shannon. I mean, there is a wealth of questions and obviously a wealth of knowledge that is just in your little intro there. So a homeschooling mom. So I homeschooled for 5 years. So I get that. Okay. And I love that you like to be at home. I think that's great. Because a lot of people don't. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it just depends on, I think, personality and how deliberate you've been with your home and creating a good space in your home.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. And I'm happy that we are talking with Shannon about her book, Homemade Lovely. And it was released in September. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Beginning of September, September 8th, I think.
So I read it, actually.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And I really liked it. I read it and I went to your blog and I actually filled out that whole little thing about your taste for home.
Oh, okay.
I know that's not what it's called, but that's what it was. I
filled out the style quiz.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So and I didn't like it. Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't like it.
What did you get?
You didn't like it? Oh, no.
Okay. So that's maybe not accurate.
Maybe you just don't like your own style?
Yeah, pretty much. So the quiz came out with beach theme.
Okay.
Which is accurate in the sense of if I was living, I know this is going to be such a crazy interview. Shannon, I'm so sorry. If we need to reschedule this interview, we will do that.
This is going really well for me.
I think this is, I see.
I love it. So here's our recap so far is Jacqueline took the quiz that she says she doesn't like, but she likes it because it's accurate, but doesn't like her own style. So Shannon, you are doing really well right now. That's what I've learned so far. Your quiz is awesome. It's just Jacqueline doesn't like herself right now. So let's therapize this for Jacqueline, I guess.
Oh, dear.
Okay, beach theme.
So beach theme is what came out of the quiz. But my home, I live in Winter Wonderland in Calgary right now.
Yes.
And so beach theme just doesn't work for my home.
So what do you think made you get beach theme? Because there's a couple of things. There's beach like style and there's beach theme. So if you're talking about beach theme, which is not what the quiz is, there's a difference between style and theme. Theme is when you go all themey and you buy like lighthouse wallpaper border and seashells everywhere. And like, it's themey, like picture themey. Beachy style is you like light colors. You like maybe a little bit of aqua blue, like that sort of thing. There's two very different things, theme and style.
See, our guests are learning a ton already, and we are 2 minutes into our interview. So maybe not theme, but style. Yeah. I do like that style, but I feel like my house lends itself more to the farmhouse
right
style.
So another word about the quiz is, did you answer it as your house is or as you want your style to be? Because that's another thing too that I have to clarify with people when they take the quiz is they'll answer it based on what their house currently is, even though they don't like how things are and they're sort of looking for something new, but they don't think about what they like. They just kind of answer it based on what it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is. And I did try to answer that quiz based on who I am.
Okay.
So relaxed, want to have fun. I want it's right. Hard to picture that right now, isn't it? And I just want people to come in and just right. feel welcomed and warm. And I want them just to like come in and not necessarily put your feet up on my coffee table, but you could put them up on the couch.
Okay.
You know, and just really enjoy that refreshing moment.
Right.
In time.
Yeah. So, I mean, that can be a lot of styles. That's the feeling behind several of them, farmhouse, beachy, a few other ones too. And so, you know, that might be the top one that you got, but again, it is just a quiz. It's a tool to help you, which is why in the book, there's more questions and more ways to find it. And then even further past the book, I have a decorating course that people can take to really hone in on it. If, you know, the quiz and then the further clarifying questions don't help them, you know, select their true to them unique style.
Well, I think it's great. I really, really enjoyed your book. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Good. And one thing that I really enjoyed about the book was it wasn't just about decorating. And that isn't it isn't how you started the book off, actually, was about decorating. You started the book off in a really unique way that grabbed my attention because it's where I'm at right now in my season of life. You talk about the most important place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's great. Like, you know, Fred Rogers, here we come. But you're like, who are you doing it all for?
Yeah.
What's your purpose behind it? So can you just explain that to our listeners?
I really think that how you view home, this is why it's homemade lovely, not just homemade beautiful. It's how your home feels to the people who live there is really, really, really important. And then, you know, sort of what your mission is with your home, like loving on your family, obviously, hospitality, when that's okay to do, depending on where you live right now. And so it really is, who are you doing it for? And so my premise is that you're doing it for the people who live in the house, any other people you invite in, and for God, because everything comes from him and, we're just stewards of it all. And so, really just deciding how you want your home to feel and who you're doing it for is the best place to start in my mind and my sort of what I believe about home. So that's where the book starts. It's figuring out how you want it to feel and dedicating it, then doing a house blessing and dedicating it to God and things like that. And then that's moving into other things.
Yeah. Right. So say you have a family who doesn't really pay attention that much to how their house is decorated. They just live in it. They're just kind of going day to day. What changes for a family when they purposely design their home in a space that makes it lovely? What's the difference of those two families? What do you think?
I think that we're all affected by our surroundings, whether we're conscious of it or not. And so that comes into play with clutter. That comes into play with how beautiful something looks. Certainly some people are much more affected by how nice, like aesthetically pleasing a space is. But I think for everybody, what you're surrounded by really, it does affect you. It affects your mood. It affects just how you feel. And obviously I'm sort of a creative type, so how I feel has a lot to do with all the things. But I think if you are deliberate about it, it just can make a really huge difference in how you experience your home and your downtime. And for a lot of people right now, their work at home time, because lots of people are working at home who didn't before. And so by being deliberate about it and creating this just lovelier space, I think people will just feel and notice the difference and just feel more positive and just less bogged down or less, I don't know. Pathetic even to the space. So I think decluttering it and making it lovely is a huge deal.
Yeah. We have a we have a smaller space now. And so we have three girls, but it's like a townhome. So it's much smaller. And so we had these like bigger couches that we just got rid of in anticipation of getting a different couch that's coming. But it like right now it's a huge open space. And it's like, oh man, I just all of a sudden felt like I could breathe. Yeah. And then, and the kids could run around a lot more. And that felt so good. I'm like, why do we need a couch? You know, it's like, can we just do without? And then my wife's like, let's paint the walls. And then, right. And so we ended up painting like two nights ago, late into the night. And then we got up early and did the second coat. And yeah.
Oh, come on. Tell the time.
Okay.
The
it was like 11 o'clock. Done the first coat. Cause we have kids. So we did it all when we were sleeping.
Yeah.
And then we got up at 5 a.m. and did the second coat. So that's
okay. Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway. So here's something that surprised me. Okay. So you can tell me about my wife. Cause I don't know. It blows my mind. So in our previous home, we lightened things up. Okay. And it was an open concept kind of house. And then here we've darkened down and it's a smaller space.
Right.
So like one wall's like a light gray and then the other one's what's called Everglade green. I think it's what it's called. So similar to that plant behind you right now. Three of our walls are that color. I mean, it does change the space and it is beautiful. And then my wife commented this morning or last night of like, I just want to sit and stare at this wall. Right. And it did make her feel something. It is therapy for her, but what's going on there from light to dark or changing our space from cluttery to more open?
I think sometimes it's a season of life. I mean, you guys have little kids. You are in a smaller space, but going dark is totally fine in that. It makes it feel more cozy. I actually just did the opposite, but that's just me. I just painted, we had a black wall in our living room and I just painted it white this weekend. So like it's a change. And sometimes it's just the change of something that makes it feel nice and fresh and new. And just, I don't know, almost excited just about being in the space. And so I think a lot of it has to do with seasons and where you're at. And sometimes it has to do with space. Sometimes it doesn't. So yeah, I mean, you had light. So it stands to reason that you had light before. So it stands to reason that if you're craving a change or your wife was craving a change, she would go to the opposite, right? And choose something darker and cozier for the difference that it is.
In chapter two, you talk about practice an ongoing attitude of gratitude.
Yep.
And I like how you say there is no perfect home. There really isn't.
It's
but
so
there
true.
Is the home that you have right now, the one that God has provided for you in this season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you go on to explain a bit more about that in your book, and I don't want to read it because I want people to go and get it, but just I love that because I really feel like we've just finished Thanksgiving in Canada, you know, in the month of October. And I think we need to really come back to that place of contentment of where we're at. How do you feel about that?
I think it can be really, really easy, especially, you know, now the last couple of years, whatever, where it's really easy to hop on social media and see everybody's highlight reel, to see everyone's best. You know, here's the best angle of my house. Here's the best. And I think that can really easily cause discontent in our hearts and our minds. And if we focus on that, that's what we're going to see a lot of. That's why there's, you know, gratitude journals and things like that, where you deliberately focus your mind on what you're thankful for and what you're grateful for. Because, you know, woo-woo sounding or not, whatever you focus on in your mind sort of grows, right? Like if you focus on all the negative, that's going to feel bigger to you than all the good stuff. But if you focus on the positive, it's much easier to stay focused on that and to continue that. And so being thankful for whatever home that you have, even if it's not there truly isn't a perfect home anywhere. I mean, I know people who have built their, you know, quote unquote dream house and then went, oh, I would have done this differently had I like it just is. And I know people who have bought, you know, I think they won an HGTV dream home or something like that, or they bought it or whatever, but then they changed it so that it fit their family. And so there is no perfect home. And so we need to choose to be thankful and grateful for the home that we have for our, personal mindset. And just, we could look around and see things we want to change forever in a day. And believe me, I do that too, because that's just the way my mind works. But I also choose to be very thankful from, like, we've had tiny, tiny basement apartments to, you know, the house we live in now. And there's always something to be thankful for in any home, whether it's the smallest thing, like you love the original hardwood floors, or, you know, it's got a great view of trees out the window, or just something, and focus on that. And I think that makes a huge difference, again, in how we feel in our home and also in our gratitude. I mean, I think God loves it when we're thankful for what he's given us and we focus on that. And so I think, yeah, there's definitely no perfect house, but you can choose to be thankful constantly and ongoing for the house that you have in any season that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think it's really the station of your heart.
Yeah, right? Definitely. Yeah.
Our podcast is about bridging the generations. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about, what have you seen? So the generation before me, so I'm thinking of my parents decorating, like they were happy if they could throw some paint on the wall.
Right.
Right. It just wasn't a thing in our home. That wasn't a thing. We were just surviving.
Of course.
And Brandon, I don't know about your home, what decorating was like, but how have you seen the trends and how can we help people just bridge that gap between, say, my generation or the generation, even like my grandparents,
right?
Or my in-laws that are just, you know, a couple of decades ahead of me, you know, and feeling like, well, I want to do this, but I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses. I like that line in your book where it says, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, whoever they are, like,
like
nobody knows who those people are.
Right. I actually, sometimes I feel almost in my sort of circle of design friends and blog friends, almost sacrilegious saying, or like, I don't know if that's the right word, but I don't like design trends. Now, that's not saying that one won't come along that I don't like and want to use in my house. I mean, I like farmhouse style and whatever. However, I don't think that people should try and keep up with those. If one comes along that you like and you are in a headspace and a home space and a financial spot where you can implement it in your home, awesome. Do that if you love it. My one caveat with that is do it in a non-permanent way, in case you change your mind later, or in case you sell your house, then you're not leaving something crazy to future homeowners, or you're not causing yourself a ton of work. But I think it comes down to, like, I don't think our, you know, our parents and grandparents, they don't need to follow what everyone else is doing. If they like something, then let them implement that in their home. If they have the financial means to decorate and make things really pretty, then awesome. If they don't, they can declutter. We can help them declutter and clear out just so that they have more space and more peace and more of that deep breath that you mentioned, Brandon, when you said that you cleared out the big couches, right? Like, we can just help them in that way. So there's different ways to make your home lovely. It doesn't all have to be, you know, paint and decor and whatever, depending on the season and the, you know, especially the financial place that you're at, because I know a lot of people are struggling right now. So decluttering is a very inexpensive way to improve your house too, right? Like, so there's all those options for helping not just the older generations, but even the younger ones who perhaps are just starting out and don't have the means to do all the decorating either, right? Like our parents when they were younger, or us when we were younger even.
I have one more question. This one's so serious.
Okay.
It's this. Do you love Joanna Gaines?
I actually do.
My house is... We have magazines, we have books, they're just lying everywhere.
I do. Yes. I think she was one of those people who didn't follow all the other things and sort of found her own way. And then in that, and in the confidence in that, in her style and what she liked, lots of people like her too, because of that. Yeah.
That was my very serious question. That's
okay.
Yeah. And he keeps it light for me. How can we use our homes to help spread the gospel?
My sort of feeling on that in the place that I'm in right now is to show love to your neighbors in whatever way that you can. So, and your friends and your family. And so a lot of people are afraid of that, you know, the Bible verse that says invite strangers in and things like that. And I think you don't have to start there per se. You can practice. And I mentioned this in the book, you can practice on family and friends and safe people until you're a little more comfortable with it. There are two things. One is we do display scripture on the walls and stuff in the form of art and quotes and verses and things like that. So that's kind of obvious. And then, yeah, the other is be there for people, be kind to people. I know in this season for us, obviously, the way that, you know, everything is this year, we can't invite people in as much as we did, at least not where I live. And so we've spent a lot more time outside. And my husband, Dean, and I have really, really, really enjoyed getting to know our next door neighbors. Their porch is like kind of next to ours. There's a bit of a thing in between. And we'll go outside and sit outside and talk with them for hours, which we didn't do before this season. And yeah. And I'm kind of thankful that it prompted us to. But yeah, just love on people where they're at. And then, you know, it's relationship. I mean, it's relationship up and down this way with God, and it's relationship side to side with people. And yeah, I think that opens the doors to conversations happening and things like that. So that's my personal take on, you know, using your home is to love on people and have conversations with people and see where that goes and be open with your faith that way.
That's awesome. That's so good to hear.
And what is your prayer for the women who will read this book?
Oh my goodness. My prayer for the women who will read this book is that, that they will love their home. If they have been unhappy or, not content in their home, that they would, invite God in and lean into why that is and to practice being thankful for their home. And then make some progress with decluttering and decorating as they can. And really just use their home and be good stewards of the home that God's given them in this season.
I haven't been in a space for the last couple of years to be able to decorate. We've moved into a new home just coming up 2 years. And so it was this clean slate. Like we didn't have to come in and paint. We didn't, you know, so we've got like the gray walls with the white trim and it's quite different than our previous home. Our previous home was actually quite dark. It was all very warm fall colors and it was very us and we loved it. And now we were so ready for something new and just a new modern take. And that's what this house is. And we really believe God gave us this house. And so the decorating part has just been a while coming. And I love being creative. And I think we're all made with a creative bent to us.
Absolutely.
It looks different for different people, right? And so it's been really fun. Your book actually was a great springboard. And then my daughter-in-law has just gone crazy decorating her home. And so that's been really, really fun to just encourage me as well to just get back into it and to just make the home more of this lovely space. And so I'm thankful for your book and for this interview today. And I highly recommend the book to our listeners. Go get it. Go pick it up. And Shannon, great segue into where we can find it.
You can find it pretty much anywhere. If you look at homemadelovelybook.com, there are some links to the retailers where it's available. I know some little shops have it, so you could check with your local, you know, little creative kind of shops. Definitely, I mean, Amazon has it. If you're in Canada, Chapters is due to have it next month. We've actually just done a second print run that's coming. So if anywhere's out of stock when you go to check, it should be back in really soon. And then Target in the US will have it actually leading up to the holidays in stores in November and December too. So we're very, very excited about that too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for sharing of your life and your home through this work. And it's been lovely having you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Yeah. And don't forget, check out her blog. She's got lots of tips on there, just different things, freebie file of things that you can go and get. And I actually checked out your declutter list that you could start right now.
Yes.
One thing you can do. So yes, Shannon, thank you so much for coming on our show. We're so happy to have had you. And again, we're talking with Shannon Atkinson, Home Made Lovely.
Well, that was fun to have Shannon on to tell us about space. And in particular for me, what I really loved, and it's actually a theme that's been in our interviews, because believe it or not, we've started doing interviews basically during a pandemic. But
I know, who would have thought? Like, that is not our plan.
No, but there is this common theme that we've had with hospitality in the midst of like realizing that we are made for relationship. And that, so this work obviously talked more about like that, our home being this welcoming home, even for a stranger, and how to build up to that a little bit. But then her saying like having their porches that are close to, they love being hospitable. And so they get to know their neighbors in this time, like, oh, so did I, you know, and we've talked about that before with other authors recently. And so, man, it's just like, there is something about hospitality in the kingdom of God that is really important. And it was so good to hear from her perspective of that in the view and the eyes of an interior designer, and the importance that plays, I think, in what it is to share the gospel.
You know, in part of my study this week that I'm starting is sowing and reaping, and the principle of sowing and reaping. And that comes out of the book of Galatians chapter 6, I believe. We reap what we sow. And so if we are sowing those moments of love, if we're kindness, let's sit on our patio and let's talk for a little bit. They seem small and almost insignificant, but out of that, we reap another conversation. We reap another opportunity to greet them. A smile goes such a long ways.
Yeah.
Right? It, just a smile, because people don't smile at others anymore. And I live in a small town, and you used to live in a small town, and people are almost always greeting me. Hi.
Yep.
Here you go. Oh, sorry about that. Or let's talk about candles. And I'm like, dude, okay, let's talk about candles. And I don't know this person.
All right. I like candles. They're nice.
They're like, oh, you know, it is so funny. I have people that actually shop for me, strangers that shop for me in stores. I don't ask them to. They're like, oh, you know what? I think you would really like this. And then like a couple of aisles over, they'll come and they'll go, I found this for you. What do you think? I'm like,
that's unbelievable. I think that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
It is kind of funny, isn't it? It is a little funny, but anyways.
Yeah.
I digress. So
she digressed, everybody.
So let's go back to your question. So hospitality, you know, it has been really a theme that has come through, and not our doing.
No. And it came from like a pastor and theologian from before, and now to an interior designer who is in love with Jesus. Right. And it's like, we all in between feel that sense of that urge to be hospitable with the love of Christ, the love of Jesus that he has for us. And I loved her, like, creating your space to be that welcoming space, I think it is really important. And allowing you to do that, to be confident to do that as well, I think is helpful. So it's great that she has this work, this almost a ministry, it seems, as a type. So make sure to definitely check out her blog and her book, and maybe it can help you to actually share and spread the gospel with your life.
Absolutely. Highly recommend it. As I've said already on this podcast, Home Made Lovely by Shannon Atkinson. Find it anywhere that you buy your books. Hey, we're trying to build each other up, not ignore each other, here on Only We Matter podcast with Brandon and Jacqueline. Thanks for listening. Hit the subscribe button and keep the conversation going.